I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. An effort to give Springfield voters the power to recall the Sangamon County Sheriff was denied Tuesday night. Democratic County Board member Sam Conman's resolution was born out of concern from community members after Sonya Massey's killing last summer. The Republican-led Sangamon County Board had previously blocked a referendum that would allow voters to oust future sheriffs. Conman stands by the resolution.
We're a county board. Our job is to carry out the will of our constituents, and I think it's very clear, in addition to that they want recall.
Massey was an unarmed Black woman who was fatally shot in her home by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. Then Sheriff Jack Campbell, who oversaw Grayson's hiring, stepped down shortly after. A federal judge is setting aside concerns about a government witness's competency in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Former State Representative Edward Acevedo is a longtime ally of Madigan's and plays a key role in two of the alleged bribery schemes against the ex-speaker. Prosecutors say Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain helped arrange no-show jobs for Acevedo at ComEd and AT&T while both companies had legislation pending. Attorneys for both Madigan and Acevedo say he shouldn't have to testify because he suffers from a form of dementia. Prosecutors say it's not even a close call about Acevedo's competency and that he should testify. The judge met privately with Acevedo and decided he could take the stand. He's expected to testify on Monday. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The city of Carbondale invites community members to attend the next At the Table Dinner and Dialogue event. This month's event will celebrate the work of community ambassadors from the Dancing in the Well Art for Healing Trauma Retreat, held in November. The retreat focused on raising awareness about the effects of adverse childhood experiences and taught participants how trauma-informed art practices can promote healing. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn about these practices firsthand through demonstrations and discussions led by ACE ambassadors. The event is Tuesday, December 17th at the Carbondale Civic Center. The dinner, dialogue, and art will begin at 6 p.m. Register at explorecarbondale.com.